Love, love, love that we got to hang out with Jordan Davis this week, and we're going to put him at the end of the podcast right after the closing jingle. So when you hear the little sing, don't turn it off. Leave it on. We got another extra 8 to 10
minutes.
Make a drink,
and listen more.
Yes.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yeah. I love this. The surprise. What's this week's podcast name? Like we at church.
Okay.
Let's go.
Gonna sing the devil out.
Bye, devil. Yeah, you're welcome here.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
Yeah, we do.
And that's how we get the podcast, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Nothing but jams. Q104.
The slow. What's that?
Slow jamming. Slow jams. It's time for the quiet storm,
the quiet
everybody.
Quiet storm at night, yeah. Hey, the quiet. They always have to get
the quiet storm. Man, everybody. Like back in the day, I guess it's still the same way. You have all the formats together, but we had our guy who did the podcast. It was Vic Savage. Hey, this is Vic Savage.
He did the podcast?
Yeah. I mean, Vic Savage was the podcast host for us, man. He was like. He was smooth. He drove a Supra back in the day when Supras weren't cool yet.
He was the Quiet Storm host, you mean?
Hey, it's the Quiet Storm.
Yeah, yeah.
With Vic Savage.
Always maybe. Super skinny dudes.
Dude, he was.
Always.
He was. He was an Air Force vet, and he was in great shape.
When
I'm
you
like,
hear
man.
That voice, you think, it's going to be what's the guy's...
Like Barry White?
Yeah. That is an anomaly. They are usually super skinny and
usually ugly too. Usually your Quiet Storm hosts aren't the most attractive person.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everyone. This is where we talk about this.
No, I'm
and
just
other
saying.
Things.
Well, Vic was a good looking guy. So Vic, wherever you're at, man, you're a good looking guy. You were the exception.
Yeah.
We have a new gold this week,
ladies and gentlemen. Your newest class of 2025 Country Radio Hall of Fame members, Big D and Bubba.
What was that?
That was Adam. Oh my gosh, I love Adam so much. So so this was a huge week for us, completely huge week. But yeah, I want to get back
that's
our friend Heather, ladies Heather Frogley.
Your newest class of 2025 Country Radio Hall of Fame members, Big D and Bubba.
Now, I will isolate this for in the future. It sounds like he's like walking on something and it's slippery or maybe hot or rocks or something.
like he's been out to sea for months. He gets rescued.
You know what's even better about this, the real inside baseball of this, is that I know our friend Hiram listens to every Saturday
Hiram
morning.
Hiram is giggling right now.
Hiram's dying over this.
So Adam sent me the video of the announcement of us getting accepted into the Country Radio Hall of Fame, which is super cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Like a dream come true. I mean, one of my buddies was like, dude, did you ever think starting out at 14?
I hate that question.
And I'm like, yeah, of course I did. No.
It's super cool.
But let me ask this question. Is it a dream come true because it was it even something on the bucket list anyway? Like when I had a chance to host the Opry, that wasn't even on the bucket list.
Yeah, there's
it wasn't for me either.
No.
You
don't go into this thinking you're going to be, Rick Dees or Casey Kasem or anybody Dick Clark,
and we're not. But I think Bubba said it best to our bud Peter. He's like, you stick around long enough. people just start giving you stuff. No, it's the nice thing is we had a thing last. We got the country radio seminar in town this week, half the week. And a guy last night, we had a thing that we did, a party that we threw. And he said, the nice thing about this for you guys is that you can't, we go in young enough that we can enjoy it. like a lot of people going in, it's they're older and you know, like the 70s or whatever. And
most of are retired.
How old is Mary McCoy?
She has to be at least in her late 80s.
Yeah, she's been in radio for 70 years.
Yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. In Conroe, Texas. I was talking to a rowdy who's also going into the hall.
Congrats, Rowdy
Yates.
Rowdy.
Yeah, congrats to him, Rowdy Yates. And he said, oh, my gosh, in Conroe, Texas, they have a mural of her.
Oh, wow.
On the wall and down there, and they have, like, I think they have a, I want to say he said they had a statue of her on the square.
What?
I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Wow.
What y'all got going in Conroe?
She's 86.
Yeah. I can't wait to see her at the thing in July, the official thing.
Garrett did the little, because we didn't know Garrett was making, like, a little art. Mm-hmm. To put up on our social medias, and it looked like chocolate. I don't know if it was a bronze bust or if it was chocolate. I'm going with chocolate, and I would start with our ears if I were eating that. Just like at Easter, you have to start with the ears.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
And Bubba,
it can be filled with peanut butter if you want.
Oh, no, I'm done with peanut butter for a long time.
Reese's busts. Yeah,
You don't want any more peanut butter?
No,
Bubba did the uncrust.
The Uncrustables.
I say it like it's a thing. Oh, he did the Uncrustables. No, he did a thing where he ate nothing but Uncrustables for a week and lost a pound.
I lost a pound. Yeah, it was because I just stopped eating. You know, in the beginning, we were talking about it because the NFL, you know, the players, they go through, what, 5,000 Uncrustables per team per week?
I forget what stat
some
we made
kind of
up.
Crazy. Yeah.
I don't know if it's really that high.
I don't.
It's
I don't
that so, sounds a bit.
So we're like, that we started talking about it. We're like, those are our elite athletes, and they're living off Uncrustables. I can do it, too. So I'm like, I could do this for a week. Let's see what happens. Number one, it became the uncrappable diet because, man, peanut butter hits a different nerve somewhere, and it just.
Even without a gallbladder, huh?
I was like 3 or 4 days in going, this is a problem.
Okay.
And apparently, eventually, I got to a point where finally, you know, the floodgates were opened and all that, and I was good to go. But yeah, for the first couple of days, I was like, oh, my stomach.
It was like those videos when you watch a dam opening and you know,
it wasn't bad.
Growing up, did y'all's mom? Now I got a super Southern mom. And when we were kids, like they would take our temperature, when we were little babies, I guess they would. It was common that they used a thermometer.
Never did that.
Never did that.
Nope.
Me either.
Remember, like those dumb little strips? Weird. They had those little plastic strips they would put on your forehead at school.
No, I don't remember that. Well, Iris was usually she would have us put it under our arm.
Oh,
I've seen that.
We put it under our arm.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and then it got to under your tongue, and then she would leave, you know, and she'd come back, and I would put it on the TV because it was warm, and I'd figure, and they'd come back, and it would be like 200 degree.
Oh, that way you would get out of school?
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, this is way too high. We have to call Dr. Johnson. I'm like, no, I went too far.
A little too much.
And then you got paddled.
Oh yeah. Oof. Yeah, yeah. We got, Dad had a belt. It was like a 1970s, like three holes in it, big thick white belt.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the little
thin ones were the worst.
The thin ones were the worst.
The thin ones.
Oh, how about the switch?
Dude. Switches. My mom would spank me with whatever was in her hands at the time. If she was cooking, it was a spoon or a
spoon.
Spatula.
Spatula.
Dude, yeah. So my mom is a seamstress. So she always had a yardstick. I probably numbers in inches and millimeters all across my back thigh of my butt.
Yeah, last time that happened to me, she had a fly swatter in her hand.
Fly swatter. And I always remember thinking that was gross. Yeah. Like how gross that was.
Because you're getting swatted with the
guts of a
bug. Hey, look, at that moment, nobody was in their right mind.
Oh, so. My mom, she would have she would make me go outside. Garrett, do you even know what a switch is?
No idea what you're talking about.
All right. So it's a piece of the limb off of a tree.
A small branch.
A very small branch, very thin and flexible.
Like usually bendy.
Yeah, you could like whip it. Like,
it sounded like
Yeah. And so she would make me go outside and get one and bring it back in. I came back with like a little bitty, and then that didn't go up.
If it wasn't long enough, you were in trouble.
And then I remember she would stand. She would stand at a distance. Like, I would turn around and she would start hitting me on the back of the legs. And I would be like this. And she'd go, that's right, just dance for me. And I'm thinking, this is awful. This is the worst. Did you just say that?
I always thought it was diabolical to have somebody go and pick their own instrument of destruction.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like,
and
what?
And then throw out that. Oh, yeah, dance for me.
Dude, she said dance for
me. Yeah, dance for me.
I got so smart one time. My mom was like, you know, you're getting a whipping. And, blah, 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 and she would make me think about it. You know, it's coming. Just wait. And so she never hit in anger. So I would never get spanked in anger. But, man, I had to think about it. And then she'd come into the room. She's like, okay, turn around. And I'd be like, no. One time, I went in there, and I played soccer and everything, so I took my soccer shin guards, and I put them in my shorts.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And so she comes in there, and I'm like screaming like bloody murder. Ah! And I'm doing the little thing where you'd move, you know.
There you go. Make
then
you
as
dance.
Soon as she walks out, I'm like, ha. And I pulled my shin guards out. She never, to this day, still doesn't know.
Until
dude,
now.
That is awesome.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. Maybe she does,
well,
actually.
That is awesome.
Why do they call it a switch?
I don't know.
That's an old timey
term. Is
that
a southern thing?
I don't know.
What'd y'all call it in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't do switch. It was usually a paddle. No, there was just 2x4s sitting around everywhere.
When did paddling like exit schools? Because I know that was a thing.
It was a thing for us.
I mean, it still existed when I was in school, but not much. I'm going to say 90s.
Did you wow, still?
Yeah.
You have to, like, fill out a permission slip, like, yes, you can paddle my kid.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
No, we didn't have that. It was assumed.
It was, you were, corporal punishment was what they called it, and it was assumed. I don't think they did the permission slips until later, and then, like, by the time it got to my kids, it was done. Like, they didn't do it anymore. But remember the electric paddle? Every principal had an electric paddle. Oh, Schaefer's looking at me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh,
it was a paddle that they would staple on a piece of an electric cord so it looked like, you know,
it
was plugged
in.
And so that was always the threat was, you know, one day, but they would flip it to where you couldn't see that it was just stapled onto there. And so they'd be like, oh, he's going to get the electric paddle. Everybody would talk about the
electric
paddle.
Wow.
Yeah, and they would leave in the corners. Or
you always saw it hanging on the wall or on a little rack.
Never.
Like it had its own little space. Yeah.
Nope.
Putting holes in the paddle.
That one, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that I'd seen.
That was for wind resistance, right? Like to reduce the drag? I mean,
it's
what was the holes
part.
Through the paddle? I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. It's supposed to hurt worse, but I don't know.
I don't understand.
We also had to, what was a weird one that my mom had? We had to put our nose on a piece of tape on a wall. Like, we had to do that. I had to do that.
Did you ever have to, like, put soap in your mouth?
I had one time. Yep.
I did.
I
called a kid a sucker. I called him, shut up, sucker. And I had to do the soap in my mouth.
Yeah. Golly, maybe we are old. I don't know. So if you're talking about work, I said
sucker. What a dumb word.
Actually, for me, the worst punishment was just disappointing my dad because he never hit any of us kids. But the amount of guilt and shame that you felt because he had reached that level of anger was way worse.
So
it was way worse than any kind of physical punishment.
My dad never spanked us either. It was always my mom.
Yeah.
She was the disciplinarian.
No, the thing is, Dad would discipline, but just do it in a very different way. There was just no, If you disappointed the old man, that was the worst feeling in the world.
Son, I'm disappointed in you.
It wasn't even that. It was just that stoic stare that just, ugh. I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
A switch is described a slender branch used to hit people with. Literally says, and then you go to another one, slender branch that had been cut from a tree for the purpose of spanking a child. And then that's very different from a twig. A twig is something that might have fallen from a tree. So a switch was one that it was fresh, it was good, it was green.
By the way, throughout the morning, I've been getting text messages and emails from Comcast saying, oh, we know that your service is down, it'll be restored at this time and all that. And I'm sitting here going, that was yesterday.
Oh, gosh, right.
Well, because it's emailed.
Why am I getting these notices today with today's date when it happened yesterday?
They sent them yesterday, and that's what happened.
You didn't get it. You have internet.
Here's an email that you won't get.
It's just so funny because, like, I've been sitting here all day working on the computer, and Comcast says, "Well, we will restore your service," and I'm like, "We're good, man. You're a day late and a dollar short on that one."
Yeah. Yeah. Garrett, didn't you get spanked?
I got spanked a couple times with a wooden spoon, but
yeah.
That was from my grandma. She was very much from that generation, so I don't think it made its way to my mom doing it to me.
Okay.
The worst punishment I got from my mom was she made me go to bed at like 5:30 while the sun was still out and the kids were still playing outside. So I had to like lay there silently listening to all my friends play outside.
Pretty good. Yeah.
So since you have a twin, was there ever one of those that you did something and you blamed your brother and vice versa? And
we were usually doing it together. So, oh, okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
And Bubba!
Carson just walked back in.
Yeah, actually, you know what I did? I went and I took pictures.
Of?
Of you guys.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were...
What?
She's got a picture of like their.
I took a picture of the banner they made for you for being.
Oh,
the,
yeah. Yeah, I get it. Oh,
awesome. I mean, we awesome. Need to steal that. Like, how do we get that whenever a CRS is over? Can we just go there and go, is it done? Can we walk with this?
Yeah. Is it big?
Yeah. I'll shoot it. Banner. I'm betting they'll use it at your dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then after the dinner, we can steal it. I am a pro at that.
So I found out yesterday talking to Lon Helton, he was saying that, yeah, you guys have to come up with it. We have to have a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're going to be telling radio stories and all that. I'm like, oh, wow.
You also have to pick somebody to induct you, I think.
What?
Yeah. Bob and I talked about that briefly one day.
We have to have, it's one person for both of us?
No, that's a valid question.
Yeah, I'm really, I didn't know. Do we have our own?
I don't know. Or
do we go in as, I'm assuming one, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we would have the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to say when I've attended these before, they have one person that kind of tells your story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe you guys get up and you then tell more about your story and then thank people, I think.
Yeah, but we have the same person in mind.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yes.
Does it have to be someone that's already in?
Yeah, I think, well, I texted you.
No.
You didn't get my thing? Yeah, I did. I texted you about that. That was one, and the other one was in there too. But don't worry about it. We'll discuss that later.
What's the other? What's the initials? Did you send that to me?
Did you send
it to me when I was walking out of the event last night? And maybe I didn't.
Which, by the way, was highly impressive because none of us saw you leave.
Yeah, those are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a natural one of those two.
Nice.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying. They both have validity to them, and it's going to be a coin toss. It's such a weird, cool, wonderful thing. I mean, again, it's wild, too, because I was talking to Lon. He goes, remember this. Never say, I don't deserve it. I was like, okay. And he goes, no, I mean it. I was like, okay. He's like, you never, ever say it. I'm like, all right.
He goes, okay, because you guys have some pull. Can we make sure y'all go first?
Yes.
Oh, so everybody can leave?
Yeah, I mean, Dee's going to leave anyway.
No, I'm going to Mary McCoy to be first because I got to see that.
I think just out of respect, she needs to go first.
We got to see Mary McCoy.
Yeah, I mean, 70 years in a row. What? Yeah. Wow.
We'll go when they tell us to go, I think. I don't think we have any pull.
It doesn't matter.
The video of you guys for the announcement the other day, Kelly Sutton, our friend, came to us last night and said, Dee had the best line of that whole thing, was when the announcement was made, and Dee said, do you validate parking? She loved that. That was great. Very Dee moment.
Yeah. Well, we'll.
I would like to get a copy of that Zoom call, because what they did is they called us. Heather, the one who was on this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
she's the one who actually called us. And
she's in the Hall of Fame.
So. It was a cool moment because, you know, the surprise and all that. And Big D went full Jelly Roll, started preaching. It was great.
But what's also good is that the show is still growing because we're adding more stations. And,
yeah.
You know, we're still moving forward. And that's what's even better for it to me. It's just, yeah, you're getting honored for that, but we're still doing stuff.
Well, I told D, okay, so CRS, Country Radio Seminar, is a big thing that country music has done for decades, and it's basically radio program directors, music directors, record labels, artists, everybody all get together and spend a couple days hanging out, and they all talk about the industry, music industry, radio industry, the marriage of the two, how we can get along, streaming. I mean, everything is discussed. Side hustles, as Carson was involved in a...
2 hours ago, yeah.
So, I mean, there's all these things that they talk about, and I forgot the point I was going to say. Oh, yeah. No, actually, I've forgotten.
All right. Well, good job. That was Hall of Fame work.
I didn't have it ready. I will have him isolated. There, I'll have him isolated for later.
How was your thing, Carson, that you did?
Oh, it was good. There were maybe 20 people who showed up to it.
It's a panel.
It's a panel. They asked me and a few other people to get up and talk about our side hustles to help those in the industry who might need extra income. And somebody literally referred to it as a throwaway. And I was like, well, that's flattering. And I'm so glad I took time out of my day for this.
They said, but it's a,
yeah,
why
somebody
would they
called
say
it,
that?
I don't know. Somebody called it a throwaway. And I was like, but I got to meet some people that I was on the panel with who I know of them, but I hadn't met them before. And that was lovely. And the people that were there were very much engaged. And you know, I just tried to tell them, hey, I sell vintage t-shirts. And here's how you can do that too. But we talked about voice work a little bit, and it was nice to be in the building, and I saw a few people. I just basically yelled hi at people as I walked by, but then I was also able to pull a D and just scooch out.
Oh, you pulled it off?
Oh, I did. I was like, oh, and, you know, like made my way out the door.
We had, like Big D alluded to a minute ago, we had a little party last night. I say a little party. It was a pretty big party. And, you know, we had Travis Denning and Dave Fio and Louis Lee and Keith Anderson, Low Cash, like you said, Kanan Smith, everybody all playing. And it was fun. Big shout out to the Compass crew for another successful party. But like at some point, I don't know when, where, or how, but Big D is the great, I mean, the conversation was they should change the name of the Irish goodbye to the Big D goodbye because no one does it better.
All I remember is getting up on stage with our friend Kelly and D is making faces at me. Yeah. And then I don't see him again. Was it.
But he came up after that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
He didn't leave at that point, but I've never seen someone so big, so stealthy. I mean, you're like the largest ninja ever.
I know.
I don't know how developed that.
I'm very quiet. I don't, my feet are soft, like the rest of me. So I just kind of walk around like I'm just on clouds.
It's amazing. And I've known you forever. Mm-hmm. You've always done this. And Big D, you could be at a Super Bowl party at his house, and all of a sudden he'll disappear.
Kathy says we would have people over the house. When we first got married, we had people at the house for a game or something like that. And when it got to like whatever the time is and I'm calling it a night, I would just go, I would say, well, hey, it's good to see you guys. Thanks for coming over. I'm gonna call it. And they'd be like, all right. And I would head on. And then Kathy said, about 15 minutes later, they go, where's D at? She's like, he's in bed. And they're like, oh, I thought he was joking. No, he went to bed.
At least you would tell them good night. I mean, you're like,
I'm not going to go to every single person. There are 500 people there. I'm not going to go, I'm leaving. And also, most people are not good at goodbyes.
No.
And so it just kind of lingers. Like, even when we have people here, I have to be like, hey, it's good to see you. Because otherwise, it just sits. And we just sit to everyone, and it gets awkward, and people just
worst.
Stand against
I'll
the wall.
I'll sit there and talk with people forever.
I never want anyone to feel uncomfortable, so I am so grateful for a D because you'll be like, well, you know, like you have got to be great at ending phone conversations. You are great. I know I've been on the phone with you and like, well, all right. Like you do it. You don't worry. And
they want it.
This thing. And nobody's offended.
No, they're not.
That's
and
the
I don't do
I'm
it in a weird
head.
Way. I don't do it in a weird way.
No,
it's very
don't.
Nice. Mm-mm. It's usually, listen, if you're listening, you're like, man, I like that. Here's the phrase. Is there anything else? Once you say that, now you put it on them and they go, well, God, well, no, really, there's truly nothing left. And you go, oh, man, so great. Thank you. And then you got to go, oh, thank you. And then they find they're in their car all of a sudden driving away.
They're like, how did this happen?
I don't even know. I think I got roofied. A social roofie.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
It's pretty astounding. And yeah, again, you do it all the time. You did a wonderful, I mean, today you were you're shutting the stuff down. We had guests come by, and I'm like, how do you do that?
No, it's great to see them. It's just like we have a lot of stuff to do, because they're going to be gone, and we're still going to be here. So
yeah. Another thing is any of our radio friends who are like, why aren't you guys always down at CRS? Because we still have to do the show in the ads. Yes. Everybody else that is at CRS is there on vacation. I mean, because, and they could say, oh, I'm there to attend the conference. No, you're not. You're there to drink. And
somebody made that comment to me within the last 45 minutes because I was just there, and they were saying, like, oh, did you go to this showcase yesterday? One of the record labels, you know, brings out a bunch of their artists, and it's very, very cool and a very fun event. And Ringo Starr came out. Mm. Amazing. You got
to
see.
Was that the Decades thing?
No. Oh, okay. It was the one at the Ryman.
Oh, okay.
And he just came out, and he basically read bullet points as bullet points. Like, he, hero stuff right there. He was, right. He literally read, say hello to CRS Craig.
I love that.
So great, right? But I go, that's cool. You were in the presence of a Beatle. Well, I can't believe you missed it. I go, well, yeah, because we have to work. We have a job
I had
that we're
ask
doing.
About the, the jelly roll thing that we were invited to. And I'm like, man, that didn't
even
start.
Do you know what time that started?
I know.
9 o'clock.
Oh, I thought it was later.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was like after 11.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I got an invite to his bar, and it was like doors open at 9.
That's what it said.
I heard that he wasn't even going over until they said, yeah, the doors are going to open and all that, but he wouldn't make his way over there until after 11 was what I was told.
Sure.
Like,
I didn't know there was another 11 o'clock.
We send ourselves the 11-11s every day almost.
There's two apparently, though.
Yeah. I've sent you one once.
Yeah, exactly. Woo-hoo!
I did have someone ask me last their drinks, people have drinks that's kind of out and about or whatever on the table. And Kelly Sutton, she had her sparkling water. I guess, she's like, yeah. And then someone next to me goes, wow, you concerned about roofies? And I was like, I'm not. No one's.
Wow.
Do you know how big the pill would have to be to affect a big
deal? I'm not. I mean, first of all, what are you gonna do? Like, it hits me and I hit the ground, and then what? what a predicament you're in.
Y'all didn't think the second part through, did you?
So now what you gonna do?
Now what are you gonna do with the body?
He's gonna sit there. He'll come around. Just let him sleep it off. What's the one? I hope you dream of large women, or what's it? Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Garrett for showing me, because I was drinking the worst Diet Coke ever. Did you have the Diet Coke last night?
Syrup was just
the mixture was way off, way off.
I know. I do appreciate it. Garrett tipped me off too. Yeah.
So I look over and Garrett's got a Corona. I'm like, Garrett, you're drinking? I thought you were allergic to alcohol. And he's like, non-alcoholic, bro. And I'm like, what? So I go to the thing and I'm like, hey, I want a Corona, non-alcoholic. And they're like, sorry, we're out. Garrett drank them all. And so I ended up having the Guinness thing. So I looked like I was a lush. I was drinking those Guinness one after another. And people are like, man, you're doing
Bubba
good.
Bubba can hold it.
He can hang.
Yeah, it was fake Guinness.
By the way, I had one Corona. So if that's got to be all they had if they were out.
It's been sitting there for 6 years.
Also, the bartender looks at you weird when you order a non-alcoholic drink. You know, they're like, what are you doing here?
Well, they can judge me all they want. I mean, usually when I go out, I don't drink a lot of alcohol anymore. So usually when I go out, that's all I have. And what's weird is, like, you know, on their menu, it says, you know, ask about our NA beers. NA. So I'll go, hey, what NA beers do you have? Huh?
Yeah. NA. No one orders.
What non-alcoholic? Oh, yeah, we have this one, that one, that one. I'm going to say it again. Samuel Adams, Just the Haze, is pretty dope. It's a good beer, and there's no alcohol. So,
how many people did you talk to last night, Garrett?
Well, I talked to the three of you.
Uh-huh.
I talked to Schaefer.
Okay.
The Chips.
I talked to Doug.
Ooh, the queso. Ooh.
Talked to Doug. I talked to Rowdy.
Oh, nice.
Talked to a couple people.
Yeah, because you were like,
I gave an Irish goodbye as well.
Yeah, because you were just kind of like, I don't know anyone. I'm like, I'm sorry.
But Garrett did pretty good.
No, he did. And I was like, oh, should I be trying to do more? And then I go, what am I doing? I'm not good at talking to people either.
Yes, so, you are. You are.
You're very good at it. You're at least good at making it seem like you're good at it.
Thank you. But I mean, what I don't like is getting on stage. but
it's a weird stage setup over there anyway, because we have to get up there while they're tuning their guitars and plugging in and all that. So there's a lot of dead time, and you're trying to entertain people who are already drunk. And they're like, play some more music, and you know, it's an interesting thing, but it's a great little party.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful.
We get to see a lot of radio friends and you know, record label people that we know, and it's just cool. It's cool to go and be a part of it and catch up. But that one night is about all I can handle. I love CRS, and I've loved going forever. Back when it used to be, remember the old Bridge Bar and all that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've been kind of nodding off here at my desk all morning.
from just
last night. I'm just like, ugh. Yeah.
Long week. Long week for sure.
That's for you, Hiram.
Can we put him in a version of Blue Christmas? Oh, yeah. Like, we need to work that up just for him.
Christmas. All right. Anything else? There, Big D, I did it for you.
See, it's powerful.
It is pretty powerful. I will remember that forever. All right. Are we done? We're done.
Sing along,
everybody. Don't forget, Jordan Davis coming up after the jingle.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yeah.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Jordan Davis is in the studio, and I think we're going to, for the first time ever, I think, possibly, we're not going to mention your beard.
We've already done
You've
it.
Already
We've
done
already
it.
Did it.
You're right.
It is the most magnificent. And, you know, it is. Anybody who has ever tried to grow a beard needs to just stop, because you will never, ever meet that level.
There's
of
a
beardness.
Lot of truth in what you just said.
It is.
But, hey, I got to tell y'all, and it's early. It's early right now, but I got a beard trim this morning.
Did you really?
Before I came in here, yeah. I did.
What?
So to be honest with you, I appreciate that.
Someone has to do it for you?
How often do you get it done?
You have somebody who trims your beard on call.
Well, she cuts my hair too. It's not just like, I don't have two.
Did you get a haircut this morning as
well?
Yeah.
What, would you get a haircut at home?
Can you not tell? Come on, man.
Yeah, I can. Duh.
Yeah.
Did you get your haircut at home?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
Welcome.
That's when you know.
Hey,
excuse
me.
Excuse me. Remember when you were like, I just want to get a new Evan Rude.
Dude,
look at you.
I almost just said no. I almost lied there. I almost did.
I'll tell you, moving forward, I would lie every time.
Dude, it's like so crazy because like I remember like I have another friend who's an artist, and he used to go to the gym, and now he has a gym at home, and they go to him every day and wake him up. Literally, the guy, bing dong, hits his doorbell, wakes him up. They go downstairs to the gym and they work out, and then the trainer leaves.
Yeah. I mean,
have you hit that yet?
Tim McGraw's got it made, man. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, Tim does
is it
too.
Tim?
No, but Tim does too.
Yeah, he is this guy.
No, I don't have that. I still have a trainer because that's the only way I work out, but we don't do it at the house.
You got the home haircut and beard trim.
It's pretty
awesome. Do you have like a barber chair at your house?
No, I just sit in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
and
still
I still,
kind of
hey, like I
Mama
still,
used to do
I
it.
Still have to clean up.
That was Miss Sally who worked next door in my neighborhood who would do that.
I still have to clean up the hair, though.
So like, you get with the broom?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you've not forgot where you came from.
I have forgot, dude. Hey, I'm still roughing it. Right?
Make a pillow out of it.
Jordan Davis has a new song out. It's called I Ain't Saying. I like the song. I really like the video.
Yeah, that was a fun one to shoot.
Yeah, it's Bubba is basically calling and go, hey, we got room on the boat. You want to get on? And she's like, yeah. And I don't know. It's always some guy's name like Trevor or something like that.
Chad.
Trevor.
What was
Todd?
What did we name him on this one? There's a funny backstory to the name on this one that I'm blanking on, but.
The thing is, he's like, well, is Trevor coming? And she's like, well, yeah. And then all the guys are like, no, don't out. Yeah. Oh, sorry, we don't got room. Yeah. We're at capacity.
I'll let you know. Life jackets.
Not enough life jackets. Sorry.
Guys, all in the name of safety.
What's really cool too is that was the first one that every video leading up to this seemed like work, and I was like, I'm done with this. I want my music videos to now be paid vacations, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I called some buddies up. So those were all like my actual friends.
You can tell.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we were just drinking Bush Light from 8 a.m. for the rest of the day and just had a blast.
That is the way a video should be done.
I was like, this was in Charleston. Like,
yeah.
Went to dinner after it. I was like, dude, I'm doing all my music videos like this.
Right. Well, I think you start off and you think we all grew up watching music videos, and we feel like they have to be kind of a thing, and you have to it's technically a production, but you have to like be in the mode for it. But it doesn't it comes off kind of stiff.
I know,
and that is the best way.
This is like, I'm not an actor. If you want me to look comfortable, put me around my buddies. Give me a couple cold beers and
you just got to be drunk.
Yeah, dude.
Well, make it up as you go, like Monty Python. Like,
how was you were in Australia for a month? You said
I was.
How'd you like that?
Man, it was great.
Did you get tired of it after a while? You're like, okay, I'm done.
Well, I had the family over, so we brought everybody. Okay. I feel like we started in the UK last year, and I was over there for a month just myself, and I got kind of tired of it. But having them was pretty cool. We got to see a bunch of really cool things.
Did y'all do like let's go out to the outback?
No, I wanted to.
Did you go to the zoo to go see like the Steve Irwin family all that? You did?
We did that. We did the zoo, which was awesome. His daughter was there, which was really cool. Did the zoo. My kids love Bluey.
Yeah.
Bluey's Australian.
Everybody loves Bluey.
Bluey's not real, but he is Australian.
Bluey's what is that now?
Bluey the dog.
It's a dog. Bluey and Bingo.
Bluey!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking those.
And now that you say that, I should have known that he was Australian.
Oh, you knew us as Australian as the Wiggles.
Yep, Wiggles are Australian.
Yeah.
We've met them. We've hung out with them.
Yeah.
Murray and I are
They're thick crushing as thieves. It.
Oh, yeah.
Crushing it.
It's just the dumbest way to make money. I mean, if you can be like, hey, I'm telling you, if you can be with like, what is there, four of them?
All you need is one baby shark.
Hey, we're all going to wear solid colors, all red. You're yellow guy. You're blue dude. And we're going to go sing dumb kid songs.
There's four of us right here. We're the guys. Did we just stumble upon something?
Oh, I think
Let's go.
What would your color be?
Purple.
Right, for LSU.
Purple. Well, purple and gold, yeah.
You get one color. We got to keep this.
I would be a purple and gold tiger. That would be my guy. Okay.
It's already complicated. D's over in camo. He's going to, we can't even see him.
I'll be sky blue, so it makes my eyes pop.
Do you need any crap over there, man? I heard the food's
Vegemite.
The food was great. Like, Sydney and Melbourne food was amazing.
Oh, yeah, but that's like New York City. That's city. Though. Do you get out in sticks?
Yeah, we were like a hair outside of the town. We were like an hour outside of every town. Just got like an Airbnb, which was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, was really able to kind of,
live it.
Go check some stuff out.
Did you pet a wallaby?
I did.
Did you throw a boomerang?
I didn't. Australian people are amazing. So, I did some really bad Australian accents.
Did you do a shoeing?
I did a couple shoeies.
All right.
What's a shoeie?
When you drink alcohol out of the shoe?
But here's the thing.
Stranger's shoes.
Wow. I talked to Combs about this because he went, I think last time he was over there was 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
He did a shoeie, got a infection in his throat.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like a random.
Of course.
I think it was a random person's boot. I could be wrong on this.
Yeah, you know what?
This is like,
or maybe it was his. If it's my shoe.
Yeah. Maybe it was his. But somebody did, tested a beer out of a boot. It's pretty wild.
All the bacteria.
He did a boot every night. He did a new boot every night. I'm kind of throwing my guy on the spot right now.
No, it's all right.
But
though.
I want him to do. All
the shoes I did were brand new boot.
Good.
Okay.
So easy. You just get on stage and everyone's like, drink something out of a shoe.
Hey man, dude, Australians are built different when it comes to drinking. They can.
Oh yeah.
They can do it. I mean, I think that Americans still got it, but Australians.
I hear that the Foster's beer or whatever, they don't even drink it.
No.
Like, they're like, Australian for beer. And like, they're like, no one drinks that.
Yeah.
Do they not eat blooming onions? I mean, isn't that Outback? That's the whole Australian thing.
Whoa, I never saw an Outback one. Do you think they hate Outback?
Yes.
Probably.
Of course.
Probably so.
That's not Australian.
They do. Yeah. I'm sure there's an American version of that too. Like, they have like a whatever, and you get here and we're like, we don't do that.
It's called Fluffies, and it's just a whole bunch of like tchotchkes on the wall and everything.
They call McDonald's Maccas, so now all my kids call it Maccas.
Oh well,
they're going on a Maccas.
Oh, they're run. Those kids.
That's adorable, actually.
Yeah. Mom, can we go to Maccas?
Yeah. Oh, so they're those kids.
Yeah, they've changed. You know, my father gets his hair cut at my house. He doesn't even go to Great Clips. They come to him. Mama, and we drink alcohol out of a sheet. I have tuberculosis now.
So I was like, is that the accent they use? That's not it.
I think that's a terrible Australian accent. But that was really funny.
It's pretty close. Pretty close. Hey, check out Jordan's new one. It's called I Ain't Saying, and also the tour and everything else. It's all on his website, JordanDavisOfficial.com. Also on OnlyFans, that is Jordan Davis.
Be careful also, what you
also,
give out on
also
there.
Feet Finder.
You know, also Feet Finder. And
Shoey Man.
Shoey Man. Dude, if you put up Shoey Man and you did an OnlyFans and Shoey Fan, you just dude. Drinking. Dude, that beard.
Hey, man.
Printing money.
Printing.
Printing it.